But you know, it's endless. Memories and reminiscences is endless. Babylon was infinite. Everything is infinite. His stories are infinite. Mm-hmm. As the sun, he is infinite, and his shadow is infinite. And sometimes, when we see the shadow, Baba himself has said at one point, at a particular thing which I do not wish to talk about, he said, remember, I am the sun. And so as long as we keep our face to him and we don't turn away, as long as we never show our backs to him, we'll never see our shadow. It's our own shadow, you see. So as long as we keep our face to him, just the sun, shadows behind, that's his business. He looks over our shoulder, he sees everything else that's concerning us, the whole world, whatever it is. The universe is his business. Our business is Baba. Baba's business is everything, everyone. But as long as we face him, the more, heaven forbid, if ever we just turn around, oh. I've seen that with some, and the suffering that this person's asked on himself or herself.
You know, Mary, what's about, sort of curious about the different, after doing with Baba a certain amount of time, different kind of stages in Baba, and about this feeling of love? You said like you become empty, like, but do you always feel like very happy and loving around Baba, or you feel empty, or you feel...
No, I'm talking of now.
Yeah.
I'm talking of emptiness now. But when I said when we came to Baba we were empty, means empty of learning, empty of... our minds weren't crammed with the superfluous or unnecessary things. We were unmolded, you know, we were just pure vessels for him. I mean, we didn't have... there's nothing we could boast about, but I mean, we even now, we can't say we achieved this. Look, we were with Baba for so long, we had this. No, because there isn't anything for us to... It's all his. That kind of emptiness, that kind. Oh no, a heart, that's what I said, that we never felt deprived. Because our hearts are all full. Our hearts have been full. It's the mind, this monster that keeps one... Of course, that doesn't mean that it wasn't easy for Baba. I mean, we were also not that easy because, you know, we're not perfect. That's the whole thing. Even now, I know Baba, sometimes I say something and I said, oh, Baba must have made me say that, though I don't like that kind of language, that Baba said it through me or anything like that. We never do, none of us do. But sometimes I'm surprised and say, they ask me something and I don't know. But I love and I want to help and I say something and I find it was the right thing. You know, even in spite of me or because of me or whatever it is, his hand, you see, we must not forget, as I always said, before it used to be that Baba was in front of us, pulling us along. Now I feel Baba's behind us, therefore we don't see him, but he's pushing us along. He's doing it all. Oh no, this sharing, you know, our Baba, with your Baba, as I sometimes say, meaning to say, that same, the same beloved, same Baba, but without seeing him, and ours was with seeing him. This sharing, it, don't forget, it's this exchange. We receive from you all too. Oh, yes. But I don't always know how strongly to push where his ways are, but at least we can talk about it. We can... anything is an opportunity, and it's a pity if one misses it. Of course, Baba is very patient. He said, all right, you can't do it this life, there's another life. You know, not this year, next year. Where's the hurry?
What do you mean, Mani? You don't know how strong to push for certain things.
Well...
Give us some examples.
I'll be giving myself away. You see, for instance, the residents who are here. The residents find that it's not as easy as just visiting and good, because we are more firm with them, stronger, less soft. You know, how far, in that sense, I mean, I don't know what I mean. Don't bother.
In other words, living a life, Baba, in the things that he asked him did, rather than,
you see, if you're living the life of Baba, even out in the world,
yeah.
It is just like being here, because Baba's going to direct that life as minutely as anyone else. So you'll find all those difficulties and things that you find. Sometimes we wonder why. Why is it in a Baba first? But then that's part of it. That's part of it. He's not indifferent to you. One way to take the difficult bumps of life is to remember that Baba knows, and if Baba he wants you to go through it, it means he's not indifferent. He cares. His attention is on you. He's not just letting you go on with the party. You know, he cares. He says, it's time to stop the party. Time to come home, to do the work. You're not just going to spend the rest of your time just enjoying the party. You see what I mean? So when is the difficult times also? It is, he loves us more, not less. And he's right through with us. You should know. Isn't he right with us, right through whatever we have to go through? And that is very personal, very individual, that relationship with Baba and with each of you. But don't miss, don't let things go by. You know, make the most of it. This is something special that you have received. This time is special. This period is special. He is very, very special. Don't take it for granted and yawn over it. How often Baba would tell us, even about the work, you know, be alert. The thing is that we have to watch ourselves. It's not that we're capable of giving any less to Baba, any of you. I don't believe that. But it is a matter of habit. We've done this all along. It's a nice lazy feeling. Why? But if you have to keep a watch over yourself, what I'm doing, is it pleasing Baba? That's all. That's the gauge with it. Is it? You will always know. I won't buy anything that anyone's saying that, but we never know. When do we know when we're pleasing Baba? You will always know. And he knows that you know, and you know that he knows that you know, and like the time when we would be in Baba's room and suddenly he'd look at one of them and say, I said, what are you thinking? And everybody looks at the person. And you don't want to say aloud what you've been thinking. My goodness gracious. I repeat the one, my favorite thing, because others I don't so much remember. But my favorite one was that when Baba looked at me suddenly and said, what are you thinking? And I just went pale and said, Manav. And usually the answer was, no matter who Baba asked, the answer would be, oh, nothing important, Baba, nothing. And Baba would just not. He would not insist that you would say it. He knows that you know that he knows, and that he knows that you know that you know, you know, you see. But my thought at that time, at that moment was, here I was right before Baba, but I wasn't with him, because I was thinking of somebody else. One of us walked into the room, and I was thinking, not that blouse again. Horrible color. Does she look at herself in the mirror? I mean, doesn't she do it? Now, Baba asked me, what are you thinking? If I said that, I have to live the rest of my life with her. I'm not going to say So I say, oh, nothing important, Baba. And now, just as all this is happening, I see the rest of us, five or six, in Baba's room in Mehrazad. I see the rest of them, you know, sitting up a little straighter and sort of, you know, that look that you can't mistake, waiting for Baba to say, what are you thinking? So they can say, you, Baba. And I was very happy when Baba didn't ask any of them. So I said,